What are the major artifacts in ECG recording? Describe how each can be reduced in the signal recording. So wandering baseline is the first one. Low frequency artifact due to patient breathing or patient jostling. This can be reduced by designing a time invariant high pass filter that will remove the wandering baseline. The second one is loose lead. Artifact can be very large due to poor electrode contact. During the recording, the artifact appears on lead 1 and lead 2. This can be fixed by prepping the skin carefully. The third one is an EMG artifact. This is due to the activity in the muscles close to the electrode. This can be removed by making sure the patient is warm and not trembling. The fourth one is power line 60 Hz artifact. This is an electromagnetic interference from the electrical equipment. ECG can be filtered with a bandpass filter with a low pass corner frequency less than 60 Hz and common node rejection. And the last one is artifacts due to implantable devices. Implantable simulations can cause artifacts in the ECG. Some devices can be turned off using a magnet. Describe the steps in automated QRS detection. How is the performance of an automated QRS detector assessed? This is a diagram. The first thing is X bracket N. Under it, digital ECG signal. An arrow follows from that into a square. That's a linear filter. Then another square with an arrow. Nonlinear transformation. Then another arrow in another box. Decision rule. Then another arrow that shows timing sequences. Then is the detector performance headline. P, small d, is probability of the detection of a true beat. P, small p, is probability of detecting a false beat. P, small m, is the probability of a missed beat. Describe three types of redundancies that permit compression of ECG signal data. How is data compression evaluated? It is evaluated using intra-beat redundancy, inter-beat redundancy, and inter-lead redundancy. Then it's evaluated using compression ratio, ratio of number of bits of original signal to the ratio of bits in compressed signal. Then there's PRMSD, error between the original signal and the reconstructed signal. Then there's BR, average number of bits needed to represent the ECG signal. Then there's the relative error, which is the RMS error. An ECG waveform is recorded at a sampling rate of 300 Hz. If the highest frequency in the ECG is 45 Hz, by how much can the data be downsampled before there's loss of information? So you do 300 divided by 45. This gives you an answer of 6.6. You round down so it can be downsampled by a factor of 6 in order to not lose any information. What defines the information content of an image? It is the product of the number of pixels and number of amplitude beats. How is spatial resolution expressed, and what is a countable object? Spatial resolution can be expressed as line panes per mm or LP divided by mm, and a countable object is resolved as one line pair. What happens if pixel dimension is larger than the smallest object to be resolved in an image? The amplitude information of the object is averaged over the pixel dimension. What is the modulation transfer function? How is limiting resolution defined? Module transfer function, plot of amplitude response as a function of spatial frequency, resolution measured at 5% contrast level is limiting resolution. What kind of test patterns are used to obtain an MTF? Test patterns of varying frequency are used to obtain MTF. What is modulation depth? What is the relationship between module depth and image contrast? Modulation depth is the amplitude of the irradiance variation divided by the bias level. This was cut off. The question is, in terms of spatial frequency, what is the limiting resolution? Spatial frequency is S bracket F. There is no answer at the moment. What is the difference between X-ray photons and visible light photons? Why are X-rays called ionizing radiation? The difference between an X-ray photon and a visible light photon is that X-ray photons have higher energy, lower wavelength, and higher frequency, while visible light has lower frequency, higher wavelength, and low energy. Explain how X-rays are generated. What are the primary electron interactions in the anode of the X-ray tube? X-rays are generated when electron from a cathode is accelerated towards a high atomic number anode, where it generates X-rays and heat. Done in X-ray tube. Primary electron interaction in the anode of the X-ray tube. The electron punches the X-ray cloud. The electron changes direction, d-et. The interaction with nucleus, bracket Bracken's radiation, bracket. This produces a X-ray photon. The X-ray photon is released when the electron from anode interact with the electron cloud, and an electron is ejected from the cloud, making an electron from the outer shell, bracket, higher energy level, bracket, goes down and releases the excess energy in an X-ray photon. Draw a characteristic X-ray spectrum. What happens to low energy photons? So this is a diagram. X-axis is 1, Y-axis is 6. And there is a negative slope line going from 1 to 6. There is then a positive slope line going about halfway into the negative slope. And the left half of that image is absorbed by tube and target. The right half is split into two with 58.5 Kelvin and 68 Kelvin. And these are photon energies. For transfer characteristics, energies are 58.5 Kelvin and 68 Kelvin. Mass energy is sigma, where E is the energy of the theta negative 1s. Low energy photon are absorbed by target and the glass in the X-ray tube. An X-ray tube generates photons at an average rate of 6.4 times 10 to the 12 photons per second. What is the mean number of photons generated from an exposure of 300 milliseconds? So that is 300 divided by 1000, multiplied by 6.4, multiplied by 10 to the 12, which equals to 1.92 times 10 to the 12 photons. If 96.7% of the photons are absorbed in the body and the detector efficiency is 85%, what is the mean number of photons detected? So that is 0.81 multiplied by 1.92 times 10 to the 12, which equals to 1.632 times 10 to the 12. And then you have 100 minus 96.7 divided by 100, multiplied by the number above, which is 1.63 times 10 to the 12, and this equals to 5.3856 times 10 to the 10 detected. C is, what is the contrast to noise ratio for an delta N equals to 1.2 times 10 to the 9? What is the contrast to noise ratio if 8.6 times 10 to the 8 scattered photons are also detected? So first you do CNR equals to N multiplied by delta N divided by square root of N and capital N. This equals to delta N divided by N multiplied by small n capital N divided by square root of small n capital N, which equals to C bracket small n big N divided by square root of small n big N, which equals to C multiplied by square root of small n big N. Here the small n is the detector efficiency, which is 85% or 0.85. Delta N is signal difference or contrast. And then big N is mean photon concentration in time t. So now CNR equals to 0.85 multiplied by 1.2 times 10 to the 5 divided by square root of 0.85 multiplied by 1.92 times 10 to the 12, So CNR finally equals to 798.4. Why is a grid of high-density material placed in front of detector or film in an X-ray system? It is used to reduce scatter of the X-ray photons. It does this by cutting down the acceptance angle for scattered photons. What are the sources of noise in an X-ray recording? X-ray photon scattering, additive noise in X-ray recording, bracket, theta, zero mean additive noise, bracket. What are the major types of X-ray tissue interactions in an X-ray imaging system? Rayleigh scattering, which is low energy photon colliding with electron photon changes direction, does not lose energy. Photoelectric absorption, a photon is absorbed and an atomic electron is ejected. Compton scattering, a photon 1 scattered by an electron collision with free electron. Energy and momentum are preserved. Pair production, photo disintegration. What are the four steps required to obtain a reconstructed CT image? Data acquisition. Measure X-ray attenuation from a series angle using collimated sources and detectors. Pre-processing. Raw data are calibrated and processed to give projections. Image reconstruction. Image is reconstructed from projections. And finally, image display. Reconstructed image data are converted to integers and displayed, may be further processed for visualization. What is the relationship that describes X-ray attenuation in tissue? X-ray attenuation in tissue is not homogeneous. Describe how images are reconstructed from CT projections using back projection. Projection phase. Line integral projected back onto the image plane. Determine pixel values at a given point. See, more projections are added. Quality of the constructed image increases. Interpolation is used to determine pixel value. To reduce noise, high-pass filter is used.